Thanks, David. Once again, we go to the film room videotape, PhiladelphiaEagles.com, always on the scene, down at the Senior Bowl. Let's talk about what the newest Eagles second-round pick, Jordan Matthews, brings to this offense and why the Eagles felt the need to go up and get him.
Well, we know they got him because he's big, and Chip Kelly's made it very clear that he's looking for size at all positions, and now we have Jordan Matthews at receiver, who's 6'3 plus, 212 pounds. This is Senior Bowl footage. You can see him down below right here, and if you run it, Bo, we'll see. This is what he does. He's not necessarily a burner, and in fact, this is a double move. So you're going to see him run sort of a stop and go, and you'll see he's not an explosive kid, but he can go up and get the ball. What we like to say, high point the ball. That's something Jordan Matthews can do extremely well. He can go up and get the ball. Now here, the corner just thought it was going to be a vertical route, so he ran away from Matthews. But Matthews has a big body, and he can make those kinds of catches.
Now, you have a bit of a theory here, as we pause this before Jordan Matthews goes, about why you think the Eagles added Jordan Matthews. And
yeah.
Does it have to do with Chip Kelly saying they want to move him inside?
Well, he did a lot of that at Vanderbilt. He played inside, so he can play both inside and outside. But I think in Chip Kelly's offense, and we can run this and see the contested catches, he's obviously right there at the top of the screen, and he's very good at this as well. But I think what you have with Chip Kelly is a belief that his system and his route concepts can get his receivers open. And then if you get the ball in their hands, as we run this, you won't see him at the beginning of this play.
He's at the top of the screen,
which we'll get to. But Chip Kelly will get his receivers open, Bo. And then Jordan Matthews, to me on film, was actually a quicker mover with the ball in his hands, run after catch, than he was as a route runner. And I think Chip Kelly believes he'll get him open. They'll throw him the ball, and then he'll use that big body, long strides, good speed with the ball in his hands, ran under a 4.5 40 at the combine, and then you'll get run after catch. So I believe that that's one reason as well that they took Jordan Matthews.
And Chip Kelly talked about the ability to make contested catches
critical
over the middle of the field. Jordan Matthews has a very impressive catch radius.
Yeah.
Here, we're just going to see him blow right by Lavelle Westbrooks.
Right, and he's down below right here. Wins at the line of scrimmage. Often bigger receivers can do that and quickly get into their routes, maintain the timing. Now, the other thing you look for with big receivers, and you see him right up here, is red zone. Because red zone, that's the game in the NFL. If you score touchdowns in the red zone, you're going to win a lot of games. Here he's actually covered well. Look how he's able to stretch, extend his catch radius, make a difficult catch in the red zone. This is something I'm sure that Chip Kelly and the Eagles were very, very conscious of when they drafted Jordan Matthews.
Another red zone play right
here. Another red zone play. Another extension of the catch radius. Good hands.
Now it's a nice one to see. Look at that catch radius.
Yeah.
That's pretty.
Snatched the ball beautifully. So you're dealing with a receiver who's not necessarily explosive, but he's big, he's got some physicality to him, he can run after catch, and that's become critical in the NFL.
You talk about running after catch. That's something he did a lot in Vanderbilt. We've talked about how he is the all-time SEC leader in receptions and receiving yards, but Vanderbilt did a lot to scheme to get him the ball
bubble screens
early. Yeah.
And by the way, the Eagles do a lot of that too.
Exactly right.
So it fits, and you're going to see him right here down below. Here he's matched. This is the Senior Bowl game. And you're going to see him run a vertical route here. You'll notice there's not a lot of explosion. He doesn't necessarily separate and run by. It's a great throw, but he's able to do that. So, you know, Matthews is a guy that gives you a number of different things. I think most important of all, versatility. He can line up outside. He can line up inside. He's a very big body in the middle of the field. Very good run after catch. Excellent catch radius. As I said, he's not an explosive kid, but what you sacrifice size for explosion usually. So here's Matthews. I think Chip Kelly sees him as an excellent, excellent fit in his style of offense where he creates the opportunities in the pass game for the wideouts.
Can't wait to see what he does in this Eagles offense. And in terms of scouting wide receivers, we go to the scouts notebook to talk about what exactly it is you look for in a collegiate wide receiver.